Welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. I'm really looking forward to this episode because this week we are discussing a scientific theory. I'll tell you what I mean. There are some things that we can prove using science, so they become facts. What's an example of a scientific fact?
If you freeze water, it will turn into ice.
That's definitely a fact. Nobody would argue with that. There are other things that many people believe, but we can't really prove. And those things are called theories.
This week we're getting curious about evolution.
Evolution is a really interesting theory, and not everyone believes in evolution. We are going to learn more about evolution in this episode. And after you finish listening to the episode, I would love to know whether you think that evolution is real or not. Let us know what you think about evolution by sending us an email to curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com. or by reaching out to us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Okay, let's start by explaining what evolution is.
Evolution is a theory that all living things are related and come from a common ancestor.
The word evolution comes from the word evolve, which means to change gradually. So evolution suggests that humans and other animals are always changing over time. So what does all that mean?
It means that we are all related.
That's true. Let's use Olivia as an example. Olivia has a little brother, Noah, and the two of them share a daddy.
That's you, Daddy.
It is. And Olivia also has lots of cousins. And Olivia's cousins have the same grandma and grandpa as Olivia, so they are also related. Olivia has lots of relatives, but it doesn't have to stop there.
We are all related.
Yeah, just think about it. Olivia's grandpa's grandpa's grandpa might be the same grandpa's grandpa's grandpa as some of our listeners. We are all related if you go back far enough.
But prepare yourself. Things are about to get interesting.
That's right. Things are about to get really hairy. A man by the name of Charles Darwin wrote a book 160 years ago, and the name of the book was The Origin of Species. Darwin suggested that monkeys, apes, and humans come from a common ancestor because they are so similar.
So we're related to apes?
Well, if you believe in evolution, and most people do, then yes, we are related to apes.
When did we evolve from apes?
About 6 million years ago, when apes became bipedal. That means that apes started to walk upright on 2 feet, like humans. When you see apes at the zoo, you see that they use both feet and both hands to move. Those apes are not bipedal. But the theory of evolution suggests that some apes started to walk upright on 2 feet about 6 million years ago. And between 4 and 6 million years ago, these ape-like humans were able to walk on 2 feet like we do today, but they were also able to easily climb trees like an ape.
Why did Darwin think that humans came from apes?
He thought this happens to allow them to survive. Darwin believed that all animals change over time to survive, and he called this natural selection, which has more recently come to be known as survival of the fittest.
This means that the strong survive and the weak die.
Exactly. He had this theory of evolution and natural selection, and many people today, especially scientists, believe this is all true.
98% of scientists believe in evolution.
And 76% of U.S. adults also believe in evolution.
Can we discuss some recent examples of evolution?
Sure, let's do it. But before we do, let's introduce the question of the week. Until about 10,000 years ago, all humans had a very similar eye color, until a genetic mutation allowed humans to have a new eye color they never had before.
Which new eye color did humans start having about 10,000 years ago?
Okay, before we get back to humans, how about we talk about some recent examples of evolution in animals?
Let's start talking about sticky feet and lizards.
Great idea. If you've been to Florida, you've probably seen really cute green lizards walking around the trees.
I remember them. They're so cute.
Well, not long ago, brown lizards started popping up in Florida and stealing the food and shelter that the green lizards used to rely on before the brown lizards showed up.
That's not nice. I feel bad for the green lizards.
So do I. The green lizards needed to do something to survive. So they started climbing up the trees and spending more time around the top of the trees, where the limbs are thinner and smoother.
Before the brown lizards started showing up, the green lizards didn't have sticky feet.
That would have made climbing the trees very dangerous, but guess what? In just 15 years, lots of changes happened. The green lizards' toe pads got bigger and their scales got stickier, allowing them to hold on to the limbs at the top of trees, where they can have their own food and shelter to survive.
That's amazing. Do you have any other examples of evolution?
I sure do, but this one involves another adorable animal.
Let's talk about how owls change their color.
So, there is an owl in the country of Finland called the tawny owl. These owls come in two colors, brown and gray. Their colors help protect them from enemies by blending in with their environment. Many years ago, Finland used to have cold and snowy winters. Which color owl do you think would be better able to survive and hide during a cold, snowy winter?
The gray owl can hide better in the snow.
You bet. But Finland has been getting warmer and warmer, especially in the last 50 years or so. Something interesting happened to the owls when the weather got warmer.
There were a lot more brown owls than gray owls.
You got it. Brown owls, which can disguise themselves better in the warmth by blending in with things like trees, were able to survive. So now there are many more brown owls than gray owls in Finland.
Are there any examples of recent evolution in humans?
There is, and it involves milk. Humans are mammals, and like all mammals, human babies drink milk that their mothers make. Baby mammals are able to drink milk because of something in their tummies called lactase. You need lactase in your tummy to drink milk without getting sick. Inside milk, there is a sugar called lactose. When you drink milk, the lactase in your tummy breaks down the lactose in the milk so you don't get sick. In other mammals, the lactase in their bellies go away after a little bit, and the grown-up animals cannot drink milk because they don't have the lactase they need to keep them from getting sick.
Do human grown-ups have lactase?
Well, this is where we evolved. Around 11,000 years ago, grown-up humans did not have lactase and could not drink milk. Nowadays, many grown-up humans still can't drink the lactose in milk. This is called lactose intolerance. Their bodies don't have the lactase needed to break the milk down. But on the other hand, many human grown-ups can drink milk. This is where it gets real interesting. There are parts of the world where almost all grown-ups are able to drink milk, and other areas where almost no grown-ups are able to drink milk. And it's not random. It turns out that grown-ups that live in an area with lots of dairy farms, like many parts of the United States and Europe, are mostly able to drink milk, whereas grown-ups that live in areas with very few or no dairy farms, like Eastern Europe, are not able to tolerate milk.
So how did this prove evolution?
Well, we believe that many grown-ups have the lactase they need to drink milk because they needed it to survive when there were famines and it wasn't easy to get enough food to eat. So just like the green lizards were able to develop sticky feet to survive when they were threatened, human grown-ups were somehow able to produce lactase to allow them to drink milk without getting sick. Okay, Olivia, after learning more about evolution, do you believe in evolution?
No, because I don't think it's possible that humans come from monkeys.
That's interesting. Well, how about we get to the question of the week? Which new eye color did humans start to develop about 10,000 years ago due to a genetic mutation?
Some humans started having blue eyes about 10,000 years ago.
That's really interesting. Humans have been around for 2.5 million years. And until 10,000 years ago, they all had dark eyes that were brown or almost black. I wonder what kind of changes humans will have in the future. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast, number 38 on evolution.
Great job, Olivia. If you love Curious Kid Podcast, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes or tell your friends about us. We would appreciate it so much. Next week, we are going to tackle another really interesting topic when we get curious about blood. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.